Have you ever thought about what really happens when you pray the rosary with your whole heart? Today we go back to Saint Dominic's time to witness a story that shows its incredible power. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, on May 25th, as is our tradition, we will carry prayer intentions to Pretolcina and entrust him in prayer on Padre Pio's birthday. If there's something on your heart, you may send it through the link in the description. Today's story comes from The Secret of the Rosary by Saint Louis de Montfort. Now, if you've ever read this book, you'll notice something right away. It's not just a theological explanation of the rosary. It's filled with stories, events that show what happens when people take the rosary seriously, and also when they don't. The story I chose for today takes us back to the time of Saint Dominic. Now, just a quick note for context. Saint Dominic was a priest and preacher in the 13th century, best known for founding the Dominican Order. But more than that, he fought heresy, especially the Albigensian heresy, a major dualist movement in southern France. It taught that the material world was created by an evil god, while the spiritual world came from a good god, and this caused a great deal of confusion among Christians at the time. Saint Dominic's approach wasn't merely intellectual. He didn't rely on arguments alone. He preached wherever he could, he prayed, and most importantly, he promoted devotion to the rosary as a means of conversion. And this brings us to the beginning of our story. Listen to this. At the time, Saint Dominic was traveling from place to place, encouraging people to return to the true faith through devotion to the rosary. And as you can imagine, not everyone was receptive. In one of the cities where he was preaching, there was a man, a heretic, who openly mocked the rosary. He rejected everything Saint Dominic was preaching, and this, of course, made it even harder for others to be converted. But then, something happened. According to the account, God permitted that this man be possessed by 15,000 demons. Just imagine the terror of that situation. And this wasn't something hidden. It became obvious to those around him that something was terribly wrong. His condition became so severe that his family became desperate. And, in their desperation, they brought him to Saint Dominic. And here's the part that really stands out. Saint Dominic did something simple, something we all know. He invited the people around him to pray the rosary together out loud. And, as they began to pray, something extraordinary started to happen. With each Hail Mary, demons were forced to leave the man, one after another. In fact, it is said that Our Lady drove out 100 demons with every single Hail Mary. So as the rosary progressed, decade after decade, the man was slowly being freed. By the end of the 15 decades of the rosary, he was completely delivered. The man who once mocked the rosary renounced his errors, converted to the Catholic faith, and even joined the confraternity of the rosary. And as often happens in these situations, others who witnessed what took place were also converted. And with that, the story concludes. As Padre Pio himself often pointed out, the rosary is a spiritual weapon, because every time we pray it, we are turning to Our Lady. And she responds, maybe not always in such dramatic ways like in this story, but she responds. She helps us fight temptation. She helps us see our sins more clearly. She helps bring us back when we drift. And if I recall correctly, Saint Louis de Montfort said something very direct elsewhere in this same work. Something along the lines of, you will either give up sin, or you will give up the rosary. In other words, the two cannot coexist for long, because if you pray the rosary sincerely, something begins to change. And so, as we continue through May, the month dedicated to Our Lady, let us strive to pray the rosary daily. And if you've never prayed it before, now might be the perfect time to start. You'll be glad you did. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. We also have a beautiful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith, so feel free to check it out. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.